You are listening to Real Bible Answers, a weekly podcast of Life Heritage Ministries with teacher and author, Dr. Keith Augustus Burton.
Welcome to another edition of Real Bible Answers, where the answers are always realistic, exegetical, applicable, and lasting. The question for today. Dear Dr. Burton, what would you say to my friend who has been married to her husband for several years, but has nothing in common with him? They are both Christians and active in their church, but feel that they would be happy if they divorced and went their separate ways. Now, this is a relevant question in an age where 50% of first marriages, 60% of second marriages, and over 70% of third marriages end in divorce. Sadly, in the Western Hemisphere, these figures are as true for the Christian church as they are for the world. Unfortunately, many people these days see marriage as a temporary contract that can be reneged upon when things don't go exactly how a person expected. With so many Christian couples breaking up these days, those who face difficulty in marriage feel that it's okay to throw in the towel. Many reason that God wants them to be happy, and if the spouse is hindering that happiness, then surely God would want them to move on to greener pastures, wouldn't he? Now, it is clear that society views divorce as a normal outcome of tainted relationships, but as Christians, we need to be concerned about what the Bible says. What does the Bible say about it? Now, we don't have time to do a comprehensive study on the biblical teaching on divorce, but we do know that it is consistent. The first reference to divorce in the Bible comes in Deuteronomy chapter 24, where Moses provides guidelines regulating the reconciliation of a divorced couple. It is obvious that Moses does not establish the divorce law, but he accommodates a societal law that the ancient Israelites recognized. Now, from God's perspective, he makes it clear for his prophet Malachi in Malachi chapter 2, verse 16, that he did not intend for his people to engage in divorce. In fact, in no uncertain terms, he states, "I hate divorce." Now, the core of the New Testament teaching on divorce is found in two passages, namely Matthew chapter 19, verses 3 through 9, and 1 Corinthians 7, 10 through 16. In Matthew 19, Jesus informs the Pharisees that divorce was not a part of God's original plan. In fact, he states that Moses only accommodated the Israelites in Deuteronomy 24 because of their obstinacy. In other words, they were going to go against the will of God anyhow, so he merely made concessions. Jesus is very clear that divorce is not an option for those following the will of God. Now, Jesus does support annulment. In that same passage in Matthew chapter 19, he says that one can go their separate ways on the grounds of fornication. The Greek word there is porneia. But judging from the disciples' response to his declaration in Matthew chapter 9, verse 10, these cases are highly extreme. Now turn to Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 10 through 16. We see that Paul also is clear that the union of Christian couples lasts until one of them dies. In fact, he says this in plain words in 1 Corinthians 7, verse 39. If there's any difficulty in the relationship, he suggests a period of separation in which each person remains single until reconciliation. However, during that time, neither person is free to divorce and remarry. So getting back specifically to your question, if your friend needs some time apart to ready herself for a successful relationship, the Bible does appear to provide a precedent for that. But the Bible does not endorse divorce for people who claim to follow Christ. I hope this helps.
Thanks for listening to Real Bible Answers. If you have a Bible question for Dr. Burton, you may send it to BibleAnswers@LifeHeritage.org. Again, that's BibleAnswers@LifeHeritage.org. Or you can send it via MP3 to BibleAnswers@Podomatic.com. That's BibleAnswers@Podomatic.com. Feel free to visit the Life Heritage webpage on www.lifeheritage.org, from where you can access a number of services to help your spiritual life. We also appreciate your donations. which can be given securely online with your credit card, or if you prefer, you may send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. That's Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Again, thanks for listening, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.